Good morning, 738 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us live from Miami. No, he's not there on vacation. He's there getting job training because that's what good cops do. Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Can I just tell you, I know you did an interview with Channel 3, and it was the weirdest thing in the world seeing you on TV out of your uniform. It was so unusual.
Yeah, I was 25 pounds lighter during that interview. It felt great.
That's what you should tell new recruits, you know? Not that the camera puts on 10, but that the uni puts on 25. That's kind of funny. Oh, man. So you're down in Miami getting, job training for being a more effective PIO, right?
Yeah, you know, that changes constantly, the things that we do, the ways that we communicate, and we're down here learning new things, and people are learning things from us. There's some several departments that like the idea of the text messages that we send out to the media during breaking news. A lot of people never thought about that, and they're going to adopt that from us. So it's a great time to learn from each other.
I'm processing what you just said because on the one hand, I know that you guys do stuff that's so much better than everybody else. But on the other hand, the idea that sending out texts to media is a novel idea that, well, I guess not every agency in our area even does it. I suppose that's true. But yeah, no, you're right. You guys do that. And if there's ever something that PPD is involved in, all of us on this text thread get the message at the same time, which, you know, it solves the question of who do you tell first and how do you control information? The answer is you push it out, right?
Yeah, we don't want to look like we're trying to give any preference to any media source over the other, so we make sure that everything gets put out to all of them at the same time. And, you know, and we want our citizens to get the information as quickly as we can put it out and make sure that it's accurate, because if we don't, then rumors start swirling on social media of something that's going on when they see a crime scene, and a lot of times it's nowhere near what's actually happening. So it's our job to make sure that information gets out quickly to our citizens.
Yeah, and look, I'm a big fan. I think you're one of the most effective PIOs in this entire area. You know that. I'll say it publicly if I've never said it publicly before. I think a lot of communicators could take a good lesson from you. The one is that you guys have absolutely internalized is always be talking. You know, not silence is not a PR strategy. Right? Silence does not solve anything, especially these days with law enforcement. And I remember that we could have had an incident in this area with the Tamar Crawford incident, and it still was a very dicey time. But precisely because you had been willing to talk and talk early and give information to the extent that it was allowable, that's what probably led to us having much less of a problem than we might have otherwise had.
Well, you know, we hope so. We were studying an incident that happened in Charlotte, North Carolina, to where the opposite happened. The police were very slow getting to the microphones and letting people know what was going on. They were very slow in releasing body cam footage for various reasons. But like you said, in the Crawford case, we were in front of the cameras 25 minutes after that occurred. So we try to get there and let folks know what's going on. Some things we just can't let out because of the investigation. We don't want to compromise the investigation. But we certainly can go before the microphones and let people know about the incident, what we can let out and just confirm that something did happen.
How I assume that the Pensacola Police Department Facebook page is also at least sometimes topic of discussion at these meetings. Is that fair? And how do other departments, how do they handle seeing the creativity and the public outreach that you guys have there?
Well, you know, that we have social media specials in this class as well. And when we stood up on the first day on Monday and introduced ourselves from Pensacola, people kind of looked and said, you all have a great Facebook page. And this is from departments that are far away. That we have people here from all over the country. And they reminded us, or they know about our Facebook page. So that was a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, no, it's really outstanding. And it just is, you know, we see this, all of our local agencies are, you know, are working to be more publicly engaged and speaking, talking, just, and it's just a good thing. Moving now to stuff that we've been having happen. Any big news recently? I know we have the one thing on Three Mile Bridge. We'll get to that in a second. But as by my tally, it's been a pretty quiet week crime-wise.
Yeah, it has. You know, we were kind of worried about that with all the PIOs down here in one place, so hoping for a quiet week, and so far, so good with that.
Well, you guys should go out of town more often.
Okay.
I know. No, don't twist my arm. Okay, so we did have a very serious incident on Three Mile Bridge. Not the first wreck that was the other day, but something else that was pretty scary, right?
Yeah, it was a road rage incident, and what started it was the merging from two lanes down to one. People have got to be patient and let each other in so they can merge into that one lane. And there was a vehicle that was letting another vehicle in, and the one behind this person was not happy with that. Signs were exchanged, horns were blown, and then eventually the suspect pulled a gun on the victim. And officers were able to stop that vehicle on Interstate 110 and make an arrest.
Wow. So I assume the victim in this threatening situation called you and you got a pretty quick response.
Yeah, I mean, there's police officers. There's at least three or four on the bridge 24 hours a day in both marked and unmarked vehicles, and they were able to respond quickly to that.
Did the on-station, on-duty cops, they didn't actually see the event. They had to get notified, or did they actually see it?
No, from what I understand, we were called about it.
Okay, all right, fair enough, but my goodness. And see, this is the thing. I hate the zipper merge concept. I understand why it's frustrating, and I do not like the idea, but the way it's supposed to work is we're all supposed to stack in there on both sides, and then 1-1-1-1-1, that's how it's designed to work, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it does get frustrating. You got to pack your patience getting on the bridge. But let's think about 3 or 4 weeks ago when the bridge was still closed, and it makes it kind of easier to do.
Yeah, no, for sure. And because what preparers like to do is get into the lane where they know they're supposed to be. But that's really not how this is designed to work. As I say, it does drive me crazy. I hate it, but there you go. We managed to go a week without an accident. We had one accident, and so that's actually doing better than expectations. How long? I know you guys had said before you're going to stay there for a couple of weeks. Are we getting close to when you're going to reduce your presence?
I haven't been told when that's going to stop, but, you know, even when it does, as far as officers being on there or stationed on the bridge, we're still going to have officers that work that bridge that are very close to it. We've always done it that way. So, but as far as being the off-duty work there, I haven't been told when that's going to stop. I would assume it won't until at least all four lanes are open.
Okay, so we're expecting that, and that seems, I think, prudent, quite frankly. It's 7:45 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're talking to Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Hey, just going back for a second to that road rage incident. So you're the driver being messaged to aggressively. What do you advise people to do in that situation? This is before the gun gets drawn. This is just when somebody's yelling and they're giving you the finger, whatever. What's your advice to the person in the other car?
Well, I would not blow the horn back. I would not give the finger back. I wouldn't do anything because that could just enrage the person more. So when one person loses control of their anger, the other one should not. And hopefully that will diffuse itself.
Yeah, certainly we hope that. And, you know, you always want to be able to look back on your actions and say, I didn't do anything to escalate this. Hopefully that's the idea. You and I always talk about a cop myth of some kind. The one that I have for you today is in police shows, you often have internal affairs. And the regular cops tend to hate the internal affairs people and resent them and don't like them and don't trust them and feel like they're always out to get them. Question is, is there actually such a thing as internal affairs, and what is their relationship with the non-IA cops?
There is, but it's called professional standards in our department. Some still use internal affairs, but you have to have that in every department. And it's not like, no, we have one lieutenant that does that. He's very good at what he does. He's liked. And, you know, officers that haven't done anything wrong have no reason to fear professional standards.
Outstanding.
And we can appreciate why they're there. We have to, you know, we have to have them.
Outstanding. Well, see, I wasn't even sure. That's why I like, because I knew FDLE did a lot of the things you would think of maybe as IA because they're investigating shootings. I didn't know how much of that was done internally. So, as always, I appreciate the input. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, always appreciate what you do. Appreciate you doing professional development to get even better at it. But please keep passing on to them the wisdom that you have, because I speak on behalf of all the local media. You guys do it great, and you particularly do it great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.